Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
I have a child who looks at the expiration dates on everything, and she looks at the bread, she smells the milk. Well, now we're finding out that is bread really, if it's moldy, is that dangerous? And if a small spot of mold appears on bread, should the whole loaf be avoided? Now, when we're really watching money, we pull the crust off or throw out the few pieces that are moldy. But now they're really saying through the Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, when you see a spot of mold on your bread, you're just seeing the tip of the iceberg because mold has long thread-like roots that invade the food. So the USDA is now recommending that you discard the bread and other baked goods that have mold on them because the microscopic fungi can cause allergic reactions and respiratory problems in some people. A few molds under certain conditions can produce hazardous substances called mycotoxins. So the worst of these, the aflatoxins, look at these big words I'm using, could cause cancers and liver problems. And those are found in peanuts and corn during harvesting and storage. But you know that even things like nuts go bad. So my first bit of advice about this is if you find mold on your bread, I guess now we have to just decide that since they say it has thread-like roots, really, that's disgusting. So I guess we're going to have to throw it out. My daughter was probably right. And I would also advise if you're somebody that keeps nuts and seeds and chia seeds, pumpkin seeds, especially with Halloween, making those pumpkin seeds and, you know, trail mix, that you put these things in the refrigerator, keep them in glass jars. In the refrigerator, the nuts will stay crunchier, they'll stay fresher. Everything doesn't sort of get humidified if it's sitting out on the counter because people leave these things on the counter. So no leaving your pumpkin seeds on the counter. When you make them this weekend, don't leave them on the counter. And make sure you put all your trail mix and your seeds and all of your different nuts in the refrigerator. And if your bread is moldy, then you want to make sure to throw it out. And they generally recommend discarding most foods with mold, the exception being cheese. And it says that molds used in the manufacturing of cheese like Roquefort and Brie are definitely safe to eat. So hard cheeses and some fruits and vegetables, and vegetables, if you see mold on them and you hear about these long thread, like you open that thing and there's usually probably it's probably rotting inside. So definitely throw them out. So that's a very good thing. And now we're going to talk really quickly about Halloween candies. So some Halloween candies that are not created equal. They've been looking, according to Cooking Light, at all the different candies that your kids are going to get this weekend and seeing if some of them are worse for you than others. You know I'm going to say yes, they are. Sugar babies being the worst. Sugar babies have 21 grams, 80 calories with 15 grams of sugar. Sugar babies. Those things you can just tell that they're kind of like sugar. Charms Blow Pops, 13 grams of sugar for 60 calories. Nerds, 12 grams of sugar. Candy corn, ew, 11 grams of sugar, actually 11.7. I don't even like candy corn, and I don't know why people do. To me, it tastes like you're just eating an eraser or something. Skittles, I do like Skittles, 11 grams of sugar in each one. Swedish Fish, 11 grams. Rolos, what a bummer, 11 grams. $100,000 bars, I always take those from my kids. Those have 11 grams. Dots have 11 and stick to your teeth and pull out fillings. And Reese's Peanut Butter Cups have 11 grams. So they're not all created equal, so check out the candy this weekend and steal the dark chocolate Heath bars. Love ya. Stay tuned. Bye-bye.